24-year-old man's supposed to feel like. But if this is what 54 feels like, I'm kind of worried about what 74 is going to feel like. I'm serious. I don't have a reference point on this, but I feel like my body's starting to break down. The only time I don't hurt is when I'm worshiping or in His presence. And I'm not saying that because that's irrelevant. I'm simply saying I used to think I'm a type A personality, and, you know, I want to be like Caleb. You know, man, I'm 80, and that's my mountain, and we're going to go kick some tail, and we're going to take that mountain because God told me I could have that mountain 40 years. That's always been my mindset. And here recently, the Lord's bringing me to a place where He's like, you don't have enough to offer me. You don't have enough strength. You don't have enough vitality. You don't have enough knowledge. You don't have enough gifting. You don't have enough wisdom. You don't have enough whatever. You fill in the blank. You don't have anything that you can come and bring to the table and say, I'm going to advance the kingdom. The only thing that I have is to be clothed in Him. That's the only thing I've got to offer this world. We may develop a successful business and create jobs and all those wonderful things, and that's fine and dandy, and we may make, you know, 10 tons of beef and get that into the marketplace every year, and that's all fine and dandy. But you know what? All that is, the Apostle Paul said, I count all these things as but dung. And I'm coming to the conclusion that I don't have anything to offer this world except Him. I want to release a couple things in this house this morning. And we've been talking and we've been building. And how many of y'all talk about, you've heard your whole life, God's about to do something, God's about to do something, God's about to do something. We all have. It's here. Is here. God's doing it right now. God's releasing something right now. God's releasing something in people's lives right now. And it's a direct result. You say, well, it's just the sovereign hand of God. But I believe that there's an increase and a rise and a stirring in hungering for His presence above everything else. I really do. I believe there's a stirring to where we're beginning to rightly see things, see the wood, hay, and stubble of all the stuff that we put all of our focus and interest in, all our weight in. We say, we're going to turn the world upside down because of this. And God said, no, you're not. But we're starting to realize that what Micah just stood up and said and what he's got written in his hand. That it's when we are found in Him and our strength is in Him and it rests in Him and it's His glory that's springing forth. I believe that there's a release of hungering and thirsting for His presence above everything else. I want to release that in this house. I want a recognition and an understanding in my life and our lives that apart from Him, nothing else carries any weight and nothing else matters. That's the thing that breaks the yoke. That's the thing that breaks the yoke. That's the thing that turns our country around. 12 years ago, you know what we said? If we can get the right people in Washington, we can take over Washington. And that'll change the course of our country. I don't know about you guys, but I look at the debates and all that stuff right now, and it looks like a bunch of middle schoolers up there. God said, you can't trust that. It's only found in me. What I think God is going to begin to do is we're going to become so unsatisfied with everything that's not Him. I'm not saying that it's Not something that's, it's going to be like hospital food. You know what hospital food is, don't you? It's okay. I mean, it's better than it used to be. But there's no seasoning. There's no spice. There's nothing where you walk away and you say, all you can do is walk away and say, I'm not hungry now. But I believe that God's going to start releasing something in this body to where we become unsatisfied and unfulfilled by everything that is not His presence. That if we don't find His presence in it, it's going to be unfulfilling to us. Start paying attention to the things that move you. Start paying attention to the things that stir you. That's what God wants us to focus and energy, put our energy on. And our passion on. But I just want to release in this house a hunger and a thirst for His presence. And it's not just a thing that's far off. It's right now because I see it happening right now. Have you got 5 more minutes, brother? Thank you. Okay, now that I've got you up here, I'm sorry. I'll ask forgiveness later. So no, I got to go. I'm going to read 2 scriptures to you. The first one that I want to read to you is in Matthew 27. It says, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Look at verse 52. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after His resurrection, not when the veil of the temple, but after His resurrection, and they went into the holy city and appeared unto many. With this longing for His presence, we are going to start coming out of our dormancy on our evangelism and our release of this is what God's doing. I was having dinner with Randy and Terry Wednesday night after church at the fabulous Waffle House, and we were sitting there and we're talking, and I said that Randy was sharing last Sunday morning what happened at the laundromat before church as he was up there cleaning, and God stirred on his heart, began to pray with the guy, and another lady stepped in, and he said, man, we had a 3-way Holy Ghost meeting in the laundromat. You know, and we were praying over stuff, and I was giving them money, and the people I was giving the money to was giving to the other. He said it was just a God thing. It's crazy good stuff. We've had a ton of cool stuff happening in our life lately. Micah's been preaching on Facebook. I don't do social media, but Lori's like, you got to read this. And she'll read it to me, and I'm like, keep it up, brother. When these guys came out of the tombs, they came out of the graves, their resurrected body. He was resurrected so that we can be resurrected. He came alive, Chris, so I can be alive. And that's not just the sin management thing, but so that I can be alive. And God wants us to begin. I think there's going to be a stirring and a release of boldness in our faith because we recognize that's the only thing that matters. And I see it. I see it right now. I see it starting to happen in people's lives. I see people sharing the gospel and results coming out of that. I see a boldness coming out. I saw a boldness in you Wednesday night, Sonny. I like that. I like that with the children. Let's do something. Let's don't just hunt for eggs. Let's do something. And let's try to bring them into a place of saying yes to Jesus. I'm excited about going to the Harrison County Crusade coming in a few weeks. I'm excited about going to California to the call at Azusa. I'm excited about that. God's going to do some significant stuff right there, but He's doing significant stuff right now. And so I want to release over this house a passion and a hunger and a thirst for His presence that nothing else. I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and just spoil it for you. I pray He ruins you for everything else. He ruins you for everything else. That nothing satisfies you but His presence. That it leaves such a mark on you that we want to press in for that. That our church body, as we come in here, we say, God, we want your presence, or we don't want anything. Now, God, this house needs to be a place where we come in and we just get in your presence. And your love and your mercy and your grace and your power and all of these things just begin to flow out of that. And it changes who we are. When Moses came out, he had this great instruction. He just came out and said, man, I've just been in the presence of God in His mountain. I have stood in His presence. That's what I just want to release that in this house this morning. I want to loose you to be who you are in Christ. I want to loose you to be bold in your faith. Jeffrey, this is who I am. I used to think, man, if we just lived a strong enough life and we, you know, they see Jesus by what we did and how I love my wife and my family and all that stuff. It's not enough. That is not enough. I just pray that God just looses that in this house. Lord, I pray we're rent for everything else except for His presence. We're rent for everything else except for His presence. Saying, God, I just want to chase after you. And whatever that looks like, I pray we're rent for everything else. I pray this house is rent for everything else. I pray it's rent for everything else. I heard y'all had an awesome game Friday night. That just got for soccer to make news like that. It's got to be awesome. In 5 years, you know what that'll be, Noah? Oh, you remember that night we had that was fun. And that'll be all it is. That will be all it is, I promise you. I know right now it's cool and it was great and it was awesome and everybody was pumped and all of that stuff. And you felt like you were at the Final Four and all of that stuff. And it's great, and I'm not minimizing it. I'm proud of you guys. But in 5 years ago, it's just going to be, that was cool that time that happened. But kingdom, but Him, but His presence is something that is going to move and it's going to stir and it's going to push and it's going to carry. And it's not just here, it's eternal. And it makes eternal significance. All right? Eternal significance. So get into the Word. Let me give this to you, Jeremy. And we're going to worship a little bit more and then we're going to have some altar time and everything. I was spending some time with the Lord one day this week. And the Lord, I think it was Thursday, I was driving back from Gainesville, was what it was. And I've always said that you have awesome insight. And I really enjoy your teaching and your preaching because of the insight that you have. And that's a compliment. I think everybody in the house is like, man, Jeremy's just got this cool insight and everything into stuff. But God told me coming back Thursday that He's going to take where you've had cool insight in the past and it's going to develop into something much more. It's going to stop being cool insight. And you're not going to look at stuff and see stuff in the Scriptures and be like, oh, okay, have we ever thought about this? It's going to stop being that. And what it's going to start being is God's going to come up and you're going to start hearing His whisper. And it's not going to be insight, which is awesome, and it changes lives, and it provokes thought. And Jesus is all about provoking thought. But it's going to transition into a place to where it's like you're hearing the whisper of God. The Scripture He carried me to was John 20 with Mary as she comes to the tomb, Mary Magdalene. And she comes in and she sees the angels and then she comes out and, the angel said, you know, he's not here, he's risen and all that. And she steps out and she thinks it's the gardener and she said, where have you know, and that still didn't register with her what the angels had said. And she saw Jesus, but she was kind of looking from in her peripheral. And wasn't really focused on that because she was not expecting Him in that capacity. And she said, what have you done with Him? And let me know and I'll go get the body and all of that stuff. And then He called her name and He said, Mary. And when He said Mary, she turned herself to Him and she said, Rabboni, Master. And then they go in this place of intimacy, and she recognized who he was, and he spoke this to her out of a whisper that only she could distinguish and hear. And I felt like the Lord told me that he's about to transition you, Jeremy, to a place to where cool inside is awesome, but he's about to take you to a place where it's no longer cool inside, but it's the specific voice, the whisper. He said the whisper of the Father's voice. That's what he said, is the whisper of the Father's voice. And that's what you're going to start hearing. And you're not going to know it because you've looked at the Scriptures and you divided the Scriptures and you've looked at all the different and uncovered all the stuff in the Scriptures. You're not going to know it by that. But you're going to know it because He's going to specifically speak that into you. And I believe that the reason that He told me the word whisper is, you know how you have to position yourself to hear a whisper? You have to position yourself close to hear a whisper, and you also have to position yourself where all of the other ambient noise and everything that's going on is at a minimum. So you're going to hear the whisper from God when you separate yourself from all the other noise and when you draw near to Him, and then He's going to whisper. But He's going to start speaking clearly to you. He's going to start speaking real, real specific to you. And it's going to be where it's not a thing of, I think God's saying this. It's going to be, the Lord told me this. And with that, it's not just for Jeremy and his household. You know what that's for? That is for to release into this house and to release into the world. Okay? It's going to be, this is what God is saying. And I want to tell you, don't be fearful in saying this is what God's saying, okay? Don't even come in and say, well, you know, I don't know, guys. Y'all weigh this and see what you think. The things that God is telling you, boldly, prophetically declare those things, okay? Boldly, prophetically declare those things. I believe God's going to start putting this is why this is important. This is why I had to release this to you this morning. I believe God's going to start putting a more of a prophetic mantle on you, Jeremy. I really do. I believe that all of this, you think different than other people and look at things different from other people. That's good, but that's the foundation for somebody that's going to step into more of a prophetic nature. And I believe that the frequency that you use, the frequency is going to be direct communication with God, not, man, that's awesome, I got that figured out and everything. But it's going to be direct frequency from God. And He's going to whisper this to you, but He's going to whisper this to you so you can boldly declare it in this house and to the world, okay? All right? I felt strongly Thursday. God started speaking at me. He said, release that to Jeremy and release it to Jeremy in the house Sunday, okay? All right? I want to pray for you right now. Amen. Y'all stand up. Y'all stand up, buddy. You guys are significant in the kingdom. You are significant in the kingdom. You are significant in the kingdom. I know how the enemy works, and I know the enemy tries to come in and talk to us about seasons and talk to us about our inabilities and the things that we're not capable of and all of that stuff and try to make us. He comes in like he did with David and his brothers and said, Why ain't you out there with your few sheep that you've got and all of that stuff? But I just want you to know the Father says that you are significant in the kingdom, okay? The Word said that before Jesus came to Jerusalem, it said He set His face toward Jerusalem. And He set His face toward Jerusalem with purpose and all of that stuff because of what was before Him. I want y'all to feel the weight of what is before you in y'all's life. And I didn't mean for all of this to roll out like this and get bigger than what the Lord told me Thursday. But I just feel real impressed that you guys begin to at least set your face on how big what God wants to do in your life is. Okay? And I know you guys. I know y'all's flaws. I know your weaknesses and all that stuff, just like y'all know mine. We hang out together some, and we get each other and all of that stuff. And y'all know I'm not all that, and I know y'all are not all that and everything. But God has chosen, and God has said, I want somebody that's got a heart that's going to come before me and is going to worship me in unconventional ways and know me in unconventional ways, and I'm gonna speak to him. And I'm going to release to him, okay? And I'm going to share with him. And it's for a reason. And the mantle that God's got for you guys is bigger than what y'all think it is. I'll tell you that. It's bigger than what y'all think it is. Don't ever minimize it. Let God grow that before you. Let you see that this thing, how big is this? It's almost like a rock in your yard, and it looks that big, and you start digging it out, and it winds up being a 2-ton boulder. You know, there's more underneath than on top. That's what the mantle that I see God's got for you guys. And I just want to push, and I want to prod, and I want to poke, and I want to provoke, and I want to reinforce and strengthen and bless and encourage and just declare life over everything that God's got for you guys, okay? Amen. Especially that prophetic mantle. Especially right now in this prophetic mantle. I pray that God starts speaking to you in dreams. You know, God comes in and God talks about dreams and visions a lot, and we don't even talk in that language because we can't even wrap our head around that language. And I believe that I believe it, and I'm praying that God would start speaking to you in dreams in the night, and visions, and stuff like that, and it's going to blow your mind. And you're probably going to be doing something that's not real spiritual. You might be in the pasture or in a river or something like that, and God's going to start speaking to you, and you're going to stop your mind and all that, and you're not going to worry about this, what's going on right here, and you're going to tune in to his preacher, and you're going to hear his voice, and he's going to give you dreams, and he's going to give you visions. He hadn't changed the way he speaks to men, and God talks about that in the scriptures, okay? So I believe God's going to start coming to you in unconventional ways. He gave me a dream 2 nights ago. I'm still trying to process it about some crazy stuff. And I'm like, God, I'm still processing this. But I believe it wasn't tacos. I believe it was from him. And so I believe God's going to start speaking to you like that. Okay? I mean, I just want to pray over you guys this morning. Church, if y'all would just extend your hands toward Jeremy and Sonny. Y'all know I don't do this a whole lot. And I feel like when God presses on me, I'm going to start being obedient and saying yes. Yes, Lord. Golly. Come here, Nick. Father, we come to you this morning, and I lift up Jeremy and Sonny to you, Lord. Lord, I love them, and I thank you for them. I thank you for bringing them into my life. I thank you for bringing them into this house. Lord, I thank you for friendship, and I thank you for God just putting people around us that help us in the journey and all that stuff. But God, I more than that, I thank you that you call them and you put them together, and you, Lord, you desire to release heaven through them. You desire for them to be a gateway, God. And I pray this morning, Father, I feel such a strong weight of significance, Lord, that I want to, God, I want them to begin to feel that the weight of that significance. And God, it's not a run into a mantle that we want, but God, it's recognizing the weight that you are you've placed on us and in us. And Father, I pray that that God, you would just take Jeremy and you would just transition him into places. God, that goes from enlightenment to hearing your whisper and to hearing your voice in such a personal way, Father, that there's no mistake in it. That it's not, who is this? Is this an angel, or is this or somebody else's voice? But God, that it's you. And I pray that you would just, God, just begin to speak and to move and to stir. God, we may view it as unconventional, but it's your nature. I pray you begin to speak to him through dreams and visions, Father. And I pray that you would just begin to reveal yourself and just, God, show him you and who you are. And God, your heart and your desire and your voice, God, for this generation and for this place and for this time and this moment in history, God. And that he would begin to say yes to that and he would begin to flow in that. God, I pray that you would just take him and touch him and use him, Father. Because God, when you look at him, you don't see small. When you look at him, you don't see insignificant. And Father, I just lift him up to you and I pray that he would begin to see himself the way that you see him, Father. That in him he's nothing, but in you he is great. In you he is powerful. In you he is a vessel unto honor. And God, I pray that you would just let him see that and let him recognize that and that he would say yes to that. I pray for Sonny that she would say yes to that, Father. That she would say yes to everything, your fullness, God. In what you're doing, the weight of what you are doing and what you desire to do. God, I pray that through them that spiritual sons and daughters would be birthed. And Father, that they would just raise up. They're not in youth ministry anymore, Father, but now they're in a place to start birthing spiritual sons and daughters in a powerful way. And Father, I pray that you would just begin to, Lord, just to release from their loins. Release from their loins, Father. And God, I pray that you would just take and use and touch, God. And Lord, I pray that you would just speak, stir, move in their life, God. Let them long and just press in for your presence. I pray they'd be rent for everything else. I pray they would be rent for everything else that only you can satisfy and only you can feel and only you can bring life. And Lord, we love you and we lift you up. We thank you for everything that you're going to do. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing right now. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing right now. It's in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I ask this. His name I place all my hope today. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, Micah, come back up here, please. It says, by your stripes we are healed. In my weakness you are made strong. I surrender my strength to you. That's where I'm at right now. I surrender my strength to you. I think that's where our body, and that's where maybe you need to be this morning as you come into this place. And you're here for a reason. Now, go ahead, worship team. Y'all go ahead and start playing. I can't preach a sermon this morning. You're here for a reason today, and this is not a conventional Easter service. I know I'm supposed to come in and preach a sermon on the resurrection and all of that stuff. But here's what I want to declare to you today. Was he is alive so that you can be alive. He didn't die just for us. He died as us. He didn't raise from the tomb for us, but he raised as us. We have direct access. We have direct availability because of His strength. In His strength, we're made perfect. In His strength, we're made whole. And this morning, I don't know what's going on in your life. You may have never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. When we fill out the little cards, when we to the counselor training, they asked us, they said, write down your personal testimony. Write down your personal testimony. And oh man, I had to write down that I grew up in church. I embraced religion. I embraced church. I embraced the Bible. I embraced Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world, but I never made Him mine. And I believe there's some folks in here today, you have never said totally, absolutely, yes to God, here's my life, take it. Here's my weakness, take it. Here's my failures, take it. My call this morning is if you are not right with God, whatever that looks like, you say, well, I'm backslid, or I'm struggling with this. If you're not right with God, come to Him today and say yes to Him today. I relinquish my strength to You because I can't do it. I can't. The more you go in life, I don't care how good you are, you can't do it. I don't care how talented you are, you can't do it. I don't care how driven you are, you can't do it. But when you accept Him and you say yes to Him, that's when everything starts to change. When you say, God, in my weakness, You become strong. And that in turn makes me strong because I'm found in You. So I don't know where you are this morning. I don't know what your need is. Maybe you have physical need. You need prayer in physical area. Maybe you need prayer for direction. Maybe you need prayer for purpose. Whatever it might be, I'm going to ask that you come on down here. Come on down. Say yes to Him this morning. Say yes to Him this morning. Whatever stuff's going on, say yes to Him this morning. I ask you come. If you're not in right relationship with God right now, I ask you to come. I just ask you to come. Shh. Mike, I want you to pray.